Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. We are very happy to have you here today. And Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, is a third generation seer. She was taught intuitive sight and herbal medicine from childhood by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. And she channels spirit, communicates with them regularly, and channels their wisdom to answer our questions and to give us some advice and from time to time. So, welcome Ada Marie.
Hi, that was cute. that was a good one.
You like that?
So what can we talk about today? Anybody got a question?
Well, let's see. We do actually have one question waiting. Let's see what our question lady or gentleman wants to ask.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, hello. I'm surprised that I'm the first one on. But thank you. That's wonderful. Yeah.
Who are we talking with?
My name is Anna.
Anna. Okay. Yep. And you have a question for Ada Marie?
I do. It's a health-oriented question. I have some challenges in my body with arthritis and retaining a lot of fluid right now. And it's very difficult to walk. And I had knee surgery a few years ago that did not leave me stronger. It left me weaker.
Mm.
And I'm very challenged because my life is kind of has an anchor around it.
And they haven't done anything for the water building up in your body?
Well, I take water, tablets and potassium, and the last couple of days I've been eating a lot of watermelon and pineapple to try and, get the fluid out, but I'm just noticing it retaining more recently.
So the water's not leaving you, in other words.
Right. Not altogether, no.
I'm looking at you, and I'm looking at your auric field to see what the problem is, that the water, you're retaining the water. Normally, when the body retains water, it's usually healing something. So it holds the water into the problem and keeps it from going further and then dissipates. But how long have you held this water?
Well, my body has retained water for many, many years, but the last few weeks my legs have swelled up quite a bit.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have trouble sleeping?
I don't sleep much. I stay up pretty late and get a few hours, and then I'm up.
Do you do that on purpose, or can you sleep?
I stay up late on purpose, but there are times when I have to take a sleep aid to sleep.
I would think so, because that's what's causing you to hold the water.
Mm.
And the body can't release it because it doesn't get any rest to be able to work it the way it's supposed to release the water. And if you don't get sleep, you'll eventually float away. You're going to have, it's not good. You need to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Have you taken any baths to be able to release the water?
I can't get in and out of a bathtub because of my knees.
Pardon?
I cannot get in and out of a bathtub. I can't get out of it. I can't sit on the floor. I can't,
Right.
My knee problems. I can hardly walk. I can't stand long. And I'm bone on bone on one knee, and the other one had a replacement. It doesn't work that well.
It didn't work properly. Didn't take, can I say something? My favorite remedy is the hot salt treatment.
Right.
Dry, hot salt, and the salt will draw the water out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You heat the salt. You know, I don't know if you have a microwave. You can put the salt in a sock and stick it in the microwave and heat it and put it right on your knees, put it on your ankles, and just kind of get a deep massage, and it will come out.
It has no other choice.
Is very hydroscopic. It just pulls the water out of you.
Right.
Okay.
That will help a lot, right, Ada?
Yes, that is right. I was going to ask her if she'd done anything to release it, but I hadn't got that far yet. But it sounds like she hasn't been able to come up with anything else. And the hot salt it'll definitely pull the water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now this is dry salt, not salt.
Yeah,
not salt water. Dry salt.
No, dry salt in a sock.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
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 You can put it in a sock, you know, and tie the end of the sock. Or
yeah,
put it in
right.
anything that you can tie the end of.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can try that.
Okay.
And do you see anything about the arthritis?
The what?
That will help the arthritis, too.
Oh, yeah, it will definitely take care of the arthritis. The Ritus brothers have no use for anything, especially salt. They don't like anything. They're very, very cantankerous. They're painful.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that's interesting.
That will help you immensely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just ordinary salt, like, you know, Morton salt or whatever
right.
you get at the grocery.
Yeah, whatever you buy at the grocery store.
I have
you, what my aunt had that happened to one leg, and her mother told her to go get some salt and put it on her leg. So she went down to the market, and she bought a 3-pound bag of salt. Remember when we used to buy salt in bags?
Yeah, right.
Well, she bought a 3-pound bag of salt, and she poured it in a long one of those baking pans, and put her leg in there and just sat there with her leg in the salt.
Uh-huh.
Needless to say, it worked. But I mean, it was kind of it wasn't exactly what Grandma said, but she got rid of it all right. And after that, her toes, she could feel her toes. Before that, she had very little feeling in her feet and none in her toes. And after her escapade with the 3 pounds of salt, she could feel her toes.
Mm-hmm.
So
I love it.
That was pretty good.
That was very good.
Yeah,
there you go.
I think that will make
a big, big difference for you, Anne. Is it Anne or Anna?
Anna.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there'd be any herbs that would be good to blend in with it?
What?
Salt's all you need. Salt is all you need.
All you need is salt.
That could be a song.
On the outside, not the inside.
No, not on the inside. I don't add salt to my food at all.
Well,
yeah.
See, that's your problem. Your body's out of balance.
Yeah.
Because the body needs a certain amount of salt.
Well, there's some in foods, but I don't add. When I do, I retain more water.
Well, because you're not taking care of it. You don't have enough salt to be able to release the water.
I've always been that way since I was young. I don't know.
Yeah, well, the doctors drive you crazy. They tell you to do the opposite thing. They keep giving you these water pills to weaken you and make you dependent upon them, really.
Yeah,
well,
they're not there for you at all.
I don't use them consistently. I only use it when I see my ankles are so swollen that I have to do
mm-hmm.
something to get moving out of my body.
Well, try this hot salt on your ankles, and believe
yeah.
me, it'll take it down. Really, it
yeah,
will.
It'll pull the water right out.
Mhm. Okay. Yeah, because I'm concerned, you know, that it's stressing my heart.
Yeah, it's
you know.
An old remedy,
uh-huh.
but it works.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Okay. I know.
Everything else is okay. Is that
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Good. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, if you can get rid of that excess water, you'll be fine.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The hot
yeah.
salt will pull it out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Sure. So, we seem to have just a few people here, and no one else has a question. But
oh, that's interesting.
It is. It's very interesting. I don't know. Maybe some people are watching the wedding still.
Oh, is there a wedding going on?
Yeah, the royal wedding happened last night, and they're replaying it on all over the place on television
oh, okay.
today.
Well, then we can't expect many people.
No, that's true.
We can't compete with a wedding.
That's right, especially one
like
this.
It'd be like competing with a newborn baby. There's no
and
way.
With an American princess, please.
Yes. Amazing.
Totally, totally amazing. It's absolutely wonderful.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and is your weather good there?
It's kind of foggy and a little misty. It's nothing tremendous, but
yeah.
it's fine. It's fine, you know.
Yeah, we have a clear day, so that's good.
Uh-huh.
No, we don't even have wind, which is surprising, but
that's
it's wonderful.
Remarkable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and when you're in your meditations today, did have spirit? Any advice for us? Or?
Well, actually, when I was meditating this morning early, I became aware that there was very little change in the energy patterns around the Earth, that they were some of them very tight and very difficult. But it's going when they break loose, things will be much better. So we can depend on, after all this commotion is gone, that we're going to be more peaceful and harmonious, because that's what the energy pattern it seems to be telling us. And I was
oh,
glad
you
about
know
that
what I
because
did.
People call from all over the country,
I'm
you know,
a
and
very
then they
bad
call from
girl.
England. And stuff, and
mm-hmm.
they're a totally different country. I mean, they have a lot of, mist and, you know, a lot of, it's pretty damp over there. So
mm-hmm.
I had to say, if you're allergic to the dampness, if it's making you sick, you better either move inland
mm-hmm.
or move to a place where you're further away from the ocean. Because I
right.
suppose by the ocean there is a lot of dampness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
I forgot to set the time. I'm hoping that they are that I caught it in time. I did save it. I think we're okay. I've had company today, and I wasn't paying as much attention as usual to setting up the show, but it should be okay.
It says a quarter. I got a quarter to the hour here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that what you got?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We're probably right on top of it. You did it right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So everything's good.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah,
so,
I think
I'm here. Yeah, what about the energy of the earth now? And does this mean all of the countries all around, or?
I think it means the energy of the earth is rising, so there'll be less negativity bounding around and more soft, gentle movement in a positive manner. So people will
mm-hmm.
feel like things are good and that they don't have to fight for something, that they can be a part of something, and that's a good thing.
It is,
because
definitely.
If they're part of
well,
something, they're not going to fight.
Right.
So
yeah.
I believe that message was really quite good. I believe that people that have tried to be peaceful and harmonious around relatives that are not are going to find that those relatives are going to be changing their attitude too.
Well, that's
and that
good.
Would be a blessing.
Mm-hmm. And
things should be
going along very nicely with Great Britain now, because we now have a built-in ambassador there.
Oh, we do.
Because she just married the prince.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That'll be nice.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a very good spokesperson, and they're both involved in philanthropic interests, and especially with children and helping children, like especially you know like Princess Diana, and this is Princess Diana's son, and he's following in her footsteps, and Meghan was already involved,
right.
And so everything is going great. So it turns out so she has joined his project instead of vice versa. So,
mm-hmm.
so and they're close enough, so it works out for both of them and for us. So
right, that'll
I think
be good.
The world is going to see much more love being spread around.
That's wonderful. We need it.
Yes, we do.
We definitely do. Yeah. Absolutely. I find it very hard, and I watch people and I hear the crudeness and the unkindness in their action and thought and what they say, and I think, what's the matter here?
Yeah.
It really is sad.
It is terribly sad.
Because we,
it really is sad.
We once in a while go out to breakfast, and it's the only really meal we like is to go to breakfast, and I'm happy because I don't have to cook it or do dishes, but it's amazing when you hear women berating the people, at the restaurant who are waiting on them or something.
Oh, really?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Oh, boy.
I'd like to get up and say to them, look, you're not doing dishes. You're not cooking breakfast. Sit down and shut up.
That's a good point. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm side with you on that. But
yeah.
It seems as if we've got somebody in the government that is constantly making people excited and telling them giving them inspiration, the reason to let out all their pent up emotions, which is very sad.
That is sad. I can't even imagine why. Who wants to
mm-hmm.
hear it?
That's right. Absolutely. Who doesn't want to hear
yeah.
it? But anyway, we need
peace
more
and harmony. And we need people when they get together to be grateful that they can be together and anytime they want in this country. It's not that way in every country, you know.
That's true.
They've forgotten that freedom is very important, and we have to take care of it. We can't be complaining about the very thing that our forefathers fought for.
That's right.
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But we are definitely. Sometimes I think it has to get so bad that people notice it before it changes for the good. So maybe it's about to change for the good now.
Well, I see a lot of people noticing it.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Maybe it will change. It should change.
Right.
Yeah. It's amazing. You know, all parts of the country have different little things that they have to deal with. And
mm-hmm.
many of the people deal with it just as you would deal with anything. And other people riot and scream and holler. And they do no good whatsoever. It's useless.
That's true. Absolutely
so,
true.
Again,
mm-hmm.
I believe that if people stopped and looked and listened, we wouldn't even have anybody arguing or fighting.
Or shooting people in high schools. It's amazing.
Of course, everybody says that I'm that's the way I am. I don't
yeah.
believe in fighting.
Yeah, I don't either.
Especially over little gripey things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you don't like it, get up and leave and go someplace else.
There you go. Exactly.
You know, that,
so, yes, that this is one of the things that we really, really need to focus on is getting along together.
Anyway, tell
and,
me, what in the world are we doing if we're not trying to help each other and grow in harmony? What are we doing?
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's absolutely
yeah.
true. And I'm
right.
sure Spirit is 100% for that one.
Right.
Yeah. Of course, in Spirit, you don't have any disagreements because everybody understands, you know.
Yeah, it's harmonious. It's very
mm-hmm.
harmonious. And there are certain areas where people live, little clustered communities, where everybody is harmonious. It's wonderful. I've been there to a couple places that everybody was peaceful. It was so nice. I couldn't believe it. And there were several thousand people in that group, and they were all friendly, and they were all nice, and they laughed, and they were healthy. They,
mm-hmm.
they maintained
mm-hmm.
that their laughter kept them healthy, and they laughed a lot.
Oh, that's good.
I'd like to get a really good tape of laughter because I can stand to laugh a lot. Wouldn't hurt me a bit.
Well, you know, there's an English psychiatrist, I think it's Robert Bolton, and he used to have laughter workshops.
Yeah, I remember
that. And people would come in, they'd do nothing but laugh.
That's right.
They didn't,
and when
they didn't have any
good.
Lectures, they didn't have any you know, big, you can't
and
do
no
this,
problem.
You can't
they
do,
didn't work
Robert
on
Holden.
They didn't. Yeah.
Yeah, Robert Holden.
Holden,
yeah.
right.
And,
he was in California, wasn't he?
He is now. He used to be in London. But now that Louise Hay is not with us on this plane anymore, he's kind of taken over there. He's moved into, and he's just wonderful.
Yeah.
Just a marvelous man who believes in love and who feels that that we can do with less ego and more love.
Right. Absolutely.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Right.
And, okay. Oh, boy. Yeah.
You know, it's a good feeling when you go someplace and people look forward to seeing you walk in the door. That's a really good feeling.
Yes, it is. It really is.
Yeah. I mean, I always have liked that. That's always made me feel like I'm welcome.
You know, I took one of his books to the hospital with me.
Yeah?
And, yeah, And I have something that I could, a little teeny thing I'd like to read from it.
Absolutely.
It says, today, be what you want. If you want love, be loving. If you want peace, be peaceful. If you want fun, be funny. If you want new, be different. If you want adventure, be open. If you want success, be alive. If you want joy, be kind. Be what you want. Isn't that nice?
That's fabulous. Because it's everything everybody can be. It costs them nothing to change their attitude and to be those feelings and things that go on. And, you know, even if somebody has got a sour face, it doesn't mean that you have to feel bad or
there you go.
No. You can just turn from the sour face, and if you can make them laugh, you're better off.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I really like this Robert Holden. He is someone that speaks my language.
Right, right. Sounds like it. Sounds very good.
Yeah.
And when you read something
like
that.
And he's very down to earth.
Yeah, and it lifts your vibration.
It
gives you a lift, you know, you feel good. Right.
And, you know, I had the most wonderful attendance in the hospital, and everybody loved to be with me. Everybody, they were so kind. They were so happy. They were smiling when they came in.
Wonderful.
And they smiling when they left, you know.
Yeah.
And everybody in the hospital that took care of me was really, really loving and caring. It was one of the most wonderful hospital experiences I ever had. And I had this book with me, and I was reading, you know.
Right. That's good.
You know,
that way.
You know, you mentioned changing your attitude, and I just want to say that your attitude is the only thing that you can really control 100%. You are totally
in control
of your...
You know, that's an absolute truth, and it's hard to make people believe that.
Yeah, isn't it
though? I heard somebody say to me, well, how can my attitude be happy when I'm so miserable? I said, that's why you're miserable, because you want a bad attitude.
Yeah, that's right.
They didn't get it. They didn't like it. They walked away and left me standing there.
Well, and they took their attitude with them, huh?
Yeah, they took it with them. I didn't want it. I couldn't use
they
it.
They didn't infect you.
No, they didn't bother me at all. No.
You know that is, it just popped out of me, but I realize we can be infected by other people's bad attitudes, and we've got to, somehow or other, we've got to protect ourselves.
You got to watch yourself. When they start in, you got to put up your shield so that you don't become a part of that negativity.
Yeah, would you like to talk about that a little bit?
Pardon?
The shield? Would you like to talk about the shield a little bit?
I would be happy to, and I think it would be important to tell people that every single one of us have a shield of protection, because we are a light of God. So what we do when we come into a situation where there's many, many, or even one or two negative things going on that are quite difficult from your pattern and wouldn't fit into your life at all, you need to put that shield up. And that shield is made of pure white light. Pure white divine light. Put that shield around you and you can stand there and listen to them. It doesn't affect you at all. What you're really seeing is the kind of a person that person is, no matter how nice they are a lot of the time and all the crap that they hand out so nicely, you can realize that there's a purpose behind everything they do. And a lot of times the purpose is only to their own good. And that's the way it is.
It's that with that shield, it's like a big raincoat and an umbrella. When you're out in the rain, you don't get wet.
Right. And it's also like a sense of peace within yourself because you know the shield is there and you're not going to be harmed or taken in by it.
And sometimes you can kind of just giggle because you know that they're not infecting you. It's just rolling off you like water
right.
off a duck's back.
That's right. It does roll off. And the whole thing is, as you're looking at it, you're seeing through the problems that this person has created for themselves because the way they act is what's created their problems. Absolutely.
Right.
Right.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. So we are very, very fortunate that there was a time in the world history when people really didn't understand that they could change their world and change their attitude and change their world. The
right.
priests kept it all to themselves. They kept it. You had to go to the mystery school and you had to study for years and years and years to get enlightenment and to learn. And now it's so wonderful because we can learn from each other. We can
right.
we can share the good vibes and the good feelings and the good information that we've been given. And each of us has something wonderful to give to the rest of us.
Right. Everybody has something to share, and it's not only wonderful, it's enlightening. I mean, they're enlightened. You are enlightened by the person just by their presence. Sometimes you're enlightened, and you think, "Oh my, how wonderful this is!" Even though nothing is really being said or done, it's just that everything is so peaceful and insightful. It's amazing.
Yeah, some people just lighten up the room just by walking into it.
That's
and
right.
They're bringing such
they
good
do.
Vibes. Mm-hmm.
They really do.
Yeah.
And you can't help but enjoy it and comment to them how great they made you feel. So that those are things that are real, and everybody can do that if they want to take the time to raise their vibration to do it. It's amazing, you know. There's a man around town here, and all you have to do is see him walking into the building, and you know, everybody's happy right now because
mm-hmm.
he's coming in the building, and he's coming with something funny to say, and he does.
Mm.
He does.
That's great. It's really great.
That is great, and it's wonderful. And
mm-hmm.
people say, well, you're worried. I said, well, why do you worry? If you've got God to go to take the problems to someplace, take them to God, turn them over to Him, and get on with life and make it happy.
There you go.
People say, don't you ever worry? I said, no, I don't worry because I know when I go to bed, if I turn that over to God in the morning, I'll have a solution and I'll have to take that solution and make it work. That's
mm-hmm.
a fact.
There you go.
Sometimes they're not easy solutions, but they work if you pay attention.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
A lot of times the thing that would make turn around and make things go right is the last thing in the world you want to do.
Right. It certainly is.
It has
is.
To get done.
But you got to do it anyway. That's the only way you can make it work. So
yeah.
That's what happens. I find, and I do find that if you really think about it before, and then you have the energy pattern that it's going to be okay because we're going to make light of it and we're going to get the lesson from it, but we are going to be able to walk through it without any regret, we can do it. There are
yeah.
certain people
yeah.
that when they come, they bring problems with them.
They bring
them, and if you dissipate their problems, they leave because you took away their reason.
Yeah, yeah. They even brag about having the worst
problem
in the world.
They got to go get one.
Yeah, they brag about having the worst problem in the world.
Yeah, right.
You take away their problem, they got nothing to brag about.
Right, they don't have anything to complain about or brag about or fix because they can't fix something that's not there.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
I think our
society worries too much about fixing things.
Yeah.
And when you're not broken.
Right. And they fuss about not being able to do this or that when the reality is they don't even have to do it. They can just, not a necessity. They can just walk away and do something different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's amazing.
Yeah, this is true. Absolutely true.
Yeah. They say, well, I always have to do this, or I always have to do that, when reality is they don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that a lot.
Yes, you do.
Very often
sure
I'll say to them, and why do you always have to do that? What's the end result? And they just look at you like, what are you talking about?
He said, how's that working for you?
Yeah. And so that's what happens. It's amazing what people will pick up and carry for no good reason at all, only to make themselves miserable. And if they would just
True.
Take that little piece of nonsense and throw it out the window and say, that's the end of that. I'm not going to let myself get fussing over anything like that. They could
yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They'd fill up the space with something else.
What a thought.
Pardon?
I said, what a thought, filling up the space with something else.
Yeah, you know. So
something
simple.
More positive, something happier,
yeah.
something
sweeter, more gentle. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It is amazing, girl, I tell you.
Well, we have a lot of chances to choose and to choose what we want and decide what our world is going to be like.
Well, we have to do that. We can't let things into our world that are not good for us, so we have to do a good job in our life every day so that we have positive energy moving forward from us and negative energy falling to the ground. And people say, you're always happy. And, well, I look pretty bad when I'm crying.
Yeah.
Well, can't be crying in public.
I've had people accuse me of being a phony, and I said, well, how could you say that? Well, you always say, always compliment everybody around you, even the ones
yeah.
that are ugly. I said, the ugliest person in the world has something beautiful about them.
You know,
and you just have
to
see the beauty.
My grandma, she used to say to us, you know, and no matter what it is, even if it's an obese person who has a pretty color in their dress, compliment the dress. You don't have to lie. You just say, oh, you have the most beautiful dress. I love it. You're not saying that they're beautiful. You're saying the dress is beautiful. And that makes them happy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it doesn't cost a penny.
All it takes is
to keep your eyes open and look for the good and comment on what's good.
I have to tell you something funny. There was a guy who wore a size 16 shoe when we were growing up, and he couldn't get shoes to fit him because they had to order his shoes from, I don't know, some place in Texas or somewhere, because a 16 is a very big shoe. So,
well, it used to be. It's getting less so now.
Yeah, well, back then it was really hard to find a shoe that big. So he would, when he was younger, he had to wear shoes with the top of the toe area cut off so his toes could stick out. So he wouldn't, uh-huh. Have grow up and he had knotted up toes. So
mm-hmm.
one day he said, it was really funny, one day he was sitting in science class and he said, I figured it out. And everybody turned around and looked at him and he said, I know what to do. My feet got too big for me. My feet got too big for everybody else. So I decided I would wear my grandma's knitted socks. His grandmother mm-hmm. knitted, and she would knit socks for the winter. And then he said, I'm going to wear them knitted socks, and I'm going to put a cardboard inside the socks so I have a thing to step on. And I won't
mm-hmm.
have to worry about these goofy-looking shoes with the toes cut out.
Uh-huh.
But he did it all by himself.
Mm-hmm.
So he made a wooden foot, and then he put
uh-huh.
the socks on top of the wooden foot. And, of course, he wore them out a lot, but that was okay.
Yeah.
He found a way to do it. Now, he was inventive,
mm-hmm.
know. And
mm-hmm.
nobody really realized how inventive he was. Well, he ended up becoming a very successful man years later and just passed away. I guess he was in our class, and I got a message that he had passed away. He was loved by everybody, but he was funny. And he could think of a way to fix everything because that's what he did. He had
mm-hmm.
he was very big in business. He was the head of a company, and anybody who had a complaint was sent to him. He said, "Come to me, we'll find the answer." So his people were really good. They loved him.
Yeah, I'll bet you they did.
Yeah, they did. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And his funeral was so big that they had to put a microphone outside because the whole town was there and nobody could hear the minister until they got all the microphones up.
The speakers out, yeah. Uh-huh.
The speakers, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
He had a good sense of humor, too.
Yeah, the church was too small for his
funeral.
Oh,
it was way
huh?
too small. I tell you, people came from everywhere that knew him.
Mm-hmm.
So that was wonderful.
Well, it doesn't take very much to really be loved by people. I've found that.
No, it doesn't. It's just kindness.
Mm-hmm.
It's just insightfulness and kindness. And people love you. And if you smile, it helps.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well,
it
the
is.
First thing you've got to do, actually, is start loving yourself. And if you love
right.
yourself.
Yeah, I like me so you can. And if you don't
mm-hmm.
like me, that's okay, too, because there'll be somebody else you like.
There you go.
I mean, one lady came in the office and she came over to my desk and she pounded her fist on my desk and she says, I don't like you. In fact, I hate you. I said, well, honey, I hate to see you be sick. She said, what? I said, I don't hate anybody because I don't ever want to be sick. I don't want to have cancer. I don't ever want to be sick. And she turned around and walked away.
I'll bet you she did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so funny though, because I had never even spoke to her till that time. I saw her come and go, but she didn't speak, so I let her be.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, she.
Are we running out of time?
We are close. We're about 15 minutes to the hour. If you feel that spirit wants to be elsewhere, you want to do something else, then we can always end on a happy note.
I just want to tell everyone, we are privileged that we have the royal family, and you know, from England, and they are, I don't know if they're getting married or if they are married or what's going on, but we're peaceful. England and America are peaceful.
That's right.
And they are sharing this wedding, all this wonderful energy. And I just don't want to let this day go without being able to say to everybody in the world, and especially our country, how lucky we are to be at peace with England and have this wonderful, wonderful opportunity to see this wedding happen.
That's right. This is a love conquers all day.
Right. Definitely it is.
There was no obstacle that was going to keep these two lovebirds apart.
Right. That, and I'm so happy, because that means, people can't realize right now how much that means, but it means a lot. So I'm so happy, and I didn't want the hour to leave us and find out that I didn't get a chance to say it.
And you know what I didn't get a chance to say is your telephone number.
Oh, yeah. And I hope it works. 520-596-896.
9510.
Yeah, 9510. And you can call up between 7 in the morning and 7 at night. And if you don't get me, because I have 3 phones, I don't think I've ever told any of you that I handle 3 phones in my office. And sometime on one, and I can't get to another one, but when I can get to it, I get to it and say, I'm on the line, call me back at such and such a time. So if they are trying to call and they can't get an answer, it's because I am on another line talking to somebody else. And I've had to do it that way because I have so many people from so many countries, and different countries have different phone numbers. I give them a different phone number because we need the phones in our country open as much as possible.
Uh-huh.
So I am busy with the phones a lot.
Mm-hmm. And that, by the way, that 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. is Arizona time.
Yes.
So if you're in New York, it would be 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Is that 7, 8, 9, 10? Yep. Okay.
Oh. I didn't know. I couldn't keep up with all that stuff. I'm barely keeping up with the phones the way they are. But we're very lucky. And I've received many nice letters and many nice cards from people, and I've answered, and they've done things that I've suggested, and they've come out very, very well with it. They were very pleased, so I'm happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that makes me feel like it's worth the effort to be able to stay up and be able to do these phone patches.
Absolutely. Yeah, because, you know, there's a time when all we need is a friendly voice, when all we need is someone to make a little suggestion, and we're on our way, you know?
Yeah.
It's good.
And you know what? It's nice to hear a soft, friendly voice that is not hurried or not in a rush, or okay, if they they're there to talk to you because you're you. And I try to keep that manner in the work that I do, because everybody's going to get to me if they're supposed to eventually.
That's right.
Yeah.
That it is right. It's just keep trying. Leave a message, and Ada Marie will get back to you, because I know I've left messages, and she gets back to me.
Yeah, I do. I don't always call right away, but I do call. And so sometimes it's late, and I wait. After 9 o'clock at night, I'm in bed. I'm in bed at 7, but when it comes to, if it's an emergency, if someone calls in with an emergency, I will work until I get to them and be able to talk to them and see what I can do to help.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's just something very simple, so I'm happy. I'm happy that we've had the time together and they're okay.
Yep.
So it is true, but I go to bed normally around 7 o'clock at night, and I get up around 5 in the morning. So I'm on the phone at 6. That's a long day.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But it's a valuable service, and there are not too many people who are willing to be there when you need them. You know?
Well, I know that, too. They find it too difficult.
Well,
but I'm thinking of giving serious thought, and I'm working with somebody now where I can have a group to come out, and we have a lot of acreage here, but I'm going to see if I can put together a weekend in, I don't know if it's July or August, one of those weekends, and people can come, and I won't do any phoning during that four-day time. I will just be working one-on-one with people, and we will just be sitting in groups enjoying each other's company and the things that we can learn from each other. I think it would be a real fun thing to do, and I'm working on it. I have to figure out how I'm going to feed everybody, and I have to figure out a lot of people can bring motorhomes and sleeping bags and all kinds of stuff. But it would, you know, we'll just have to probably limit it to maybe 50 people. I don't know. We got 13 acres, but you can't get on all of it. You'd have to have a sleeping bag and sleep on the ground or on a cot of some kind. So I haven't got all that figured out yet.
Okay.
But I'm working on it.
Well, you know, I guess you've got time.
Yeah.
So good. Well, I do believe
it would be a fun weekend because I have two houses. I have the house we live in, and then a little two-bedroom house here for guests to sleep in. And it has a big porch, and you could throw down probably a dozen sleeping bags on the porch. It's all, you know, it has a fence around it. If you went to my website, I think there's pictures of it on the property on the website, thegoldenoracle.com. So
that's good. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, they could probably go there and see some of it. But I guess that's it. I got to go because I got a call coming in from London in about 3 minutes. So I got to let you go. I'll talk to you soon again. Okay.
All righty. So love and light, and see you
love
next week.
Love and light to everyone. And please, please be blessed. Be blessed.
Many, many blessings. Thank you, and bye.